Random thought. Should a man pay for everything in a relationship?
Everything.
Everything.
I don't know. Don't know about that. I have some opinions on that.
I'm sure you do. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out swearing overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, episode 120. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
This random thought, should a man pay for everything in a relationship, comes out because there's this interview that was done in Atlanta, Hot 107.9 in Atlanta, with Jay Nix inside the Trap House with a hip-hop artist, Lotto. And I know this thing went big when you sent it to me. I'm like, you don't even know what a Lotto is.
Nope. Still don't.
You're like, did they misspell it? It's supposed to say latte.
And no idea who Lotto was. I just read what she was saying. I was just like, well, this is some bullshit.
So to be clear, she said,
you know what I'm saying? I got the vet. I got the lamb. I got the Birkins. You know what I'm saying? I got the heart.
Okay.
I don't pay no bills. You know what I'm saying? If he coming like that, then yeah.
Wait a minute. You big lot on, you don't pay no bills.
I don't pay no bills.
So you just stacking all that cheese?
Yeah.
Come on, man. 24 and rich. Come on, stop playing.
See, my issue with this.
Uh-oh.
Let me just say this. Lotto, if it works for you, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I don't like about what she said was, why are you bragging about all the stuff that you have that you don't have to pay for?
Right.
And then you say that's how it's supposed to be, because the problem is other women will hear this and think this makes sense and put themselves on Lotto's level. You know, at least Lotto has music. She brings something to the table. Great. But my question is, what dude wants to pay for all that for women that can't speak? Like, just listen to Lotto talk. I was just like, somebody's paying for all that?
Lotto,
I don't pay no bills. I don't pay.
Lotto's a big deal. And you got, you and understand, when she's never revealed who she's dating, right? So everybody assumes they know who it is. And people assume it's a hip hop artist who, trust me, her speech pattern is way better than his. If it is who everybody claims it to be. You forget, these hip-hop artists, they make a lot of money, man. They buy the Lambos, they buy the Birkins.
That's great. Now, if we look at the regular average Joe and Jane, should the man pay for everything? I think it's up to them. If they decide that this is the type of relationship and partnership that I want, then yeah, go for it. I would never do that. You know, now, when I say I might, you know, take care of, if we're living together, I'll pay for a house if we're living in it together. I'm not
right
your house while you're over there and I'm over here. No, that's not happening.
Well, you know, I don't think a lot of that's been skewed in the whole, if a man's not doing for you, and I think that's where it gets lost. And what exactly does it mean doing for you? Because I agree, you shouldn't be with somebody who's not making it better for you financially. So, but what does that look like? Does it look like all the bills? Because when you give up all the bills and let somebody else pay all the bills, you're giving them a little bit more than just the bills to pay. You're giving them the control and the freedom to do things you don't want them to do.
Oh, because if I'm paying all the bills, I'll tell you something I'm not doing. I'm not cooking. I'm not cleaning. I'm not doing anything. If I'm paying it all, like every single bill, I got this. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a different type of world. And be like, hey, it's 8:30. You know what time it is.
What happened? What happened to teamwork? And we work together. And this is what we, you know, because you've probably been out with women who never paid before, right? Who just always expected you to pay all the time. And you've also probably been out with women who are like, hey, I got it this time.
I've dated women that make way more money than me. And so, great. It would be a 50-50. You know, I'd go to Eddie V's. Okay, it's my turn. I got it this time. Then the next time we go out, they would get it. So
McDonald's?
I don't mind. No, Eddie V's, because we already established I'm bougie. So go to nice places. So I've dated people who made more. I've dated people who I knew did not make as much money as me or nowhere close to it. I don't have that same expectation on them. What I do is I look at effort. So let's say if I paid for dinner and we're going to go to another place, you're like, hey, let me buy a round of drinks. Effort. That round of drinks could be $15, $20. Mm-hmm. And great. I know I paid 100 something at the restaurant. It doesn't have to be tit for tat, but at least it's the effort. Or if you can't afford to take me out, hey, I'm going to cook you a meal. Mm-hmm. Come over. Don't worry about anything. I got it. Just I'm cooking. I'm fine with that.
You're not there adding up the receipts like, hold up now. Last month, I paid for this, 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 this. You're not doing that. It's more so, like you said, it's about the effort. And like I said, what nobody can tell you how it's supposed to work in your relationship. For her relationship, that works for her. I will say there are a lot of people who in the comments were, yes, girl, that's the way it's supposed to be, which I know is something you're just like, oh, come on. But in your point, it's not about this works for her. It doesn't work for everybody else. I'm assuming I'm paraphrasing what you're saying correctly here, because for you, it's about, okay, in my relationships, it's about effort and balance, not just all one-sided.
100%. I think for anyone I would date, it's about the effort, but I would never want to date somebody that they wanted a guy that's going to pay for everything, because I like women who are ambitious, driven, and independent. Ambitious, driven, independent women don't want that. Not saying Lotto is not ambitious. She could be.
She's definitely ambitious, yes.
She could be driven.
She's definitely driven, yes.
You're not independent if you're sitting there claiming and bragging about somebody paying all your bills and your Lambos and all that. You're not independent.
She's stacking her paper.
But here's the deal. If she was independent, she wouldn't even have to mention that. She wouldn't even have to mention someone's paying for it. She'd have just been like, yeah, I do pretty well for myself, and that's it. Because she has someone doing this for her, she needs it. Because if she didn't, come on now.
Let me defend her here, right? And I'll be her public defender here. Even though she can afford a real lawyer.
Well, she got somebody that can pay for it. She's not going to pay for the lawyer, because that's not how it's supposed to be.
Here's the thing. That is the nature of the hip hop culture and in its current state, the nature of what it is in the industry, right? That you got it. I hate that it is that, but you have to say, you know, I drive this, I drive that, I got this, I got that, I pay this much for this. And in the interview, it came up, because I think there was another question he was asked, like, do you go all out for your man? Yeah, if they're doing this, it's okay to do everything else for your man. And then that's how that got to that point of, well, I have this, I have this, I have this. But there's reason why, because he's paying all the bills.
Well, thanks for mansplaining hip hop to me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I don't know. I mean, you might think it's still back in the old days. You know?
No, I don't think that. I get it. If you're gonna do these songs and say you have this and that, great. All I'm saying is,
look at your panties in a bunch now. Come on.
In her interview, she didn't have to say that this mystery guy buys her all this stuff and pays for it, and she doesn't pay any bills. That's how it's supposed to be. That's the choice she made. Maybe we have differing opinions of what independent women are, and I'd love to hear our listeners hit me in the comments, ladies. Like, if your goal is to have somebody that you feel that's how it's supposed to be, he pays for all your bills. He or she pays for all your bills. You don't have to worry about anything, and you can brag about it, and it's great. Or do you think there's something off about that? I'd love to hear what other people think.
Now, in this space, considering our audience, right? Let's dial it back to when you were, you know, 21, 22, 25. And because Lotto's young. So we got to keep in mind her age. And you see, we're two old guys talking about somebody young. And their mindset. We got to remember that age. And I know you probably had the exact same mindset.
No, I couldn't afford to take care of buddy when I was 21.
Like, why I was so
selfish. I couldn't afford to take care of anybody else.
Like I used to say, if you with me for money, you just practice it.
Yeah. Good luck.
Oh, man. Somebody who had some explaining to do. As we move on to politics as usual, was this guy, Lewis, what was his last name?
It's J. Philip Clay.
J. Philip Clay. There we go. I don't know where the hell I got Lewis from. He was on Roland Martin. What happened here?
So J. Philip Clay is a black conservative and a member of Project 21. He is a resident of Indiana. And he wrote this article talking about how there's the black media doesn't focus on black on black crime. So, of course, Roland Martin saw this as an opportunity to bring him on to his show. So he goes on to Roland Martin, and Roland Martin just let him have it. And it was awesome because, you know, he still stands by his comment about that. So then, of course, he does what every other talking point on Fox News does, is brings up Chicago.
Yes.
And so, well, in Chicago, we don't talk about this. And so Roland Martin was like, OK, let me ask you some questions. You said that you don't see any media or people in the community gathering to fight black and black crime in Chicago. He goes, that's a lie. He goes, have you been to Chicago? Well, I try not to go to. Okay, so you haven't been. Do you know any activists in Chicago? He doesn't know Jack. So then Roland said, well, let's talk about your state. What are you doing in Indianapolis for your? Dude, it was hilarious. If you get a chance,
it's everywhere.
Go listen
right now.
To it.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Just listen to it. It's hilarious, but I love this because I can't stand when I hear white people say, well, how come y'all aren't upset about black and black crime? Yeah, we are, you know, but it's worse when you have these black people that get out there and say, and they're not involved in anything. This dude has not been involved in his community in Indianapolis. He even said, I've not been to a community event or anything in over a year. So you have no idea what's going on. You just said that to help you get your little ratings, and you got your 15 minutes, and I hope you're happy with it.
Yeah, Roland definitely read him his rights on it, and you're right. I definitely do not like when you hear the Fox News and Republican right wing pundits. They always, every time something comes up, is, oh, what about Chicago? What are they doing about Chicago? Or even, you know, well, what about black on black crime? They never talk about it. How would you know? It doesn't involve you, so you're not there. So how do you know what meetings are being had? You know, when were you last in Wakanda to figure out what discussions were being had there? I'm sorry. I'm watching Wakanda Forever. It's out. So I'm watching all the Black Panther movies. I'm sorry. I just had to bring, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, King T'Challa. I didn't mean to bring you into this discussion.
I haven't seen T'Challa talk about Chicago once. Well, Roland Martin got him good for that. He's like, just because you haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. He goes, that's similar. If I said, I've never seen Philip wear a red tie. And yes. Someone asked me, have you ever met Philip? No. You ever seen Philip on TV? No. Do you know Philip? Nope.
Did you ever see him at an event? No. How do you know?
Exactly.
Worn a red tie?
Exactly. Exactly. It's priceless. I highly recommend people go check it out. And the look on Philip's face, he's like, well, damn.
Yeah. And it's good because I hate when these people get up there and start tap dancing for the other side just because, you know, I'm not. Look, if your political views are right, that's cool. I have no issue with that. I have an issue when you try to follow all their talking points and belittle your own people in that without anything to back it up. And this is something that you and I have talked about for a long time, right? Like, I remember in college when people would have an issue with something. All right, what's your solution? I don't know. Then what are you complaining for, right? What's the solution? Have a solution. Have a reason. But don't just follow along these damn talking points, which is what he was doing in this Chicago thing. And they always like to do that, Chicago and black on black crime. And, oh, well, you know, why are we upset now? Stop it. Stop it.
Right. It's like you talk about Chicago. Black media is not doing anything, but you admit it yourself. You're not doing anything about black on black crime in Chicago either. So
exactly.
What's your point?
You got to be like this teacher that was in Virginia, right? Yeah, she saw a problem and she kind of fixed it. As we move to For the Love of Sports, this teacher, Arlisha Boykins, she's an assistant coach, girls basketball coach, and one of her players for the JV team was away for another tournament, right? So she said, you know what? I'm going to suit up and play. I assume she was like Michael Jordan at the Hornets. Was like, you know, back when it was the Charlotte Hornets. She was like, what are y'all, you know, let me show y'all how to play this game. And she jumped in, suited up, and played in a JV basketball game.
This is so insane because you figure the players knew about this.
Yes.
The head coach knew about this. Everybody knew about this. I'm like, what was on the line on this game? Like, it's like she jumped in like she's gonna lose her house if she doesn't. They don't win this game.
She may have had money on the game. You don't know that. Yeah. Her bookies were like, "I need you. We got money on this JV team on this 13-year-old game."
You gotta suit up and just play with a bunch of kids. This is so dumb. Like, how the coach let this happen. And I'm sure the parents are like, wait a minute, isn't that isn't that so-and-so?
Well, apparently the parents of the JV basketball girls team don't go to the games because they would have been, isn't that coach Boykins? What's she doing? You know, because she's out there driving to the lane for a layup. Form wasn't that great, but you know, she was getting a block. Like, so beating up on these 13-year-old kids, nailing free throws. They got video footage to see, like, okay, what's really going on here? But, you know, you mentioned the students. What were they going to say?
Right.
Coach, you can't play? They're 13 years old.
Yeah. Coach is helping us get that dub.
Can you suit up next week, Coach? Well, you know, result of that, now the coach is gone. The head coach is gone as well. And both the JV and the varsity team pulled out for the rest of the season. So this action for this one game screwed it up for all the other students.
Yeah. For the year. For the rest of the year. Like, that's just, it's not worth it. Mm-mm. And again, what was on this game? There's something that's missing. That why did they risk it all for this? Was it their rival? Had they never beaten their rival before in the whole school's history? And they were like, we're doing it today.
She owed her bookie money on the NFL playoff games. He's like, I tell you what, I'll give you a chance to make it back. If you can score 50, if you can guarantee that your JV team can win by 50.
Challenge accepted. Give me the jersey. Give me the jersey. I'm a guarantee it.
I know these kids are looking older and older, but there's no way a 22-year-old look like a 13-year-old. I blame the refs on this. How did the ref not? Wait a goddamn minute.
Well, because the refs are like, you know, I don't want to say this out loud because it's going to sound like I'm making fun of black people, but I'm not. But that's a big, like, that is to be 13. I don't know, but I don't want to say anything. Because I don't want. Let's just play the game. Let's play the game.
You're gonna tell me I'm talking bad about people's kids? Let me not say nothing. Mm-hmm. Look like could be in college.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting canceled.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm not getting canceled. So I'm not gonna say anything.
Oh my god! You know, so this happened a couple of weeks ago, right here. As we continue for the love of sports. Stan Van Gundy made an observation on Twitter, right? He said, 90s NBA teams had just a trainer and a strength coach. They practiced more often and harder and played more back-to-backs. Teams now have huge medical and quote-unquote performance staffs and value rest over practice. Yet injuries and games missed are way up. Something's not working, right? So great statement by Stan Van Gundy there. And Kevin Durant, you know, Kevin, played for Oklahoma City, played for the Warriors, sometimes plays for the Nets. Because he's actually hurt right now. And he says, Stan's spitting. To which Stan goes, no, I'm not criticizing players. I'm saying that we're getting something wrong in how we prepare and train players. We can't do anything about injuries like yours. He fell on your leg. But all of these groin, hamstring injuries, et cetera, shouldn't be happening as much as they are. And I'm like, what is going on here? So, of course, Kevin has to come back. Stan, I agree with you. LOL.
No, I'm not spitting on nobody, Kevin, for real. I'm just saying. I don't mean no disrespect. I don't want any trouble. I'm just saying.
This is no judgment. It's not a black or white issue here.
This is why you got to have the Urban Dictionary just set up as a favorite on your web browser just in case. Check something out before you respond. Stand out here spitting. Wait a minute, spitting. Oh, okay. I'm telling you. Then you just reply back, thanks, Kev.
Instead, he's like, no, I haven't done that since the 60s.
I haven't spit on y'all in a long time.
Yo, I can only imagine how hard Kevin Durant had to laugh before he was able to type, Stan, I agree with you. The LOL did it no justice. You know, I think Rex Chapman did it best when he was like fucking hilarious and had the laughing emoji all across the screen because it's like, yo, that's how I felt when I saw that. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening here?
Yeah, bless his heart. But what Stan is saying is correct. I think there is some truth mm-hmm. to that. You know, there's something, the math's not mathing, as people like to say.
You know what, though? To your point, he's really, he was trying to walk a fine line in what he was saying. And when he thought that, he tried to backpedal because these players nowadays and people in general get so offended by the smallest thing, right?
Yeah.
So you can understand why he was like, no. I'm not criticizing you. Here's what I'm doing. You can understand why he did that.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, shit, I just pissed KD off. I don't want no smoke.
He gonna jump on his burner account and really rip me a new one. I don't know what it is about these teachers, man, but in this bullshit, apparently, things in Nebraska a little weird.
Shocked me because I've lived in Nebraska. I'm just like, I would never have thought. But then again, you never know.
Omaha!
Yeah, Omaha! So this teacher, 25-year-old teacher, is dating a 16-year-old student. Mm-hmm. Now, she and this student have been hooking up at least 3 times a week in the cemetery to have relations, if you will.
Okay.
So then she would also sneak into the boy's house because his sister would see her sneaking into the house to sleep with this dude. And I'm just like, you are so dumb. I have a lot of questions. Why the cemetery?
Yeah.
Why are we having sex in the cemetery? Like, to me, that's just not the hot spot I'd want to go to.
I'm not understanding that one either. I mean, and, you know, it's what, a 7-year gap here, because 17 and 25, and why sneak it into his house? I think that's even worse than the cemetery. How are you going to explain that you're in his house and you're having sex? Obviously, if his sister realizes it, that means there are people home.
He needed the extra credit.
So they got caught because a cop saw them coming out of the cemetery, right?
Right. So the police were informed that there's a potential inappropriate relationship happening between a teacher and a student. And through their investigation, they found out that they've been going to the cemetery. Then the cops realized, oh, wow, we actually had pulled them over once. Mm-hmm. And he, the boy in his car, she's in her SUV, and he said that I was at the cemetery with my friend, mm-hmm. and I think to, you know, bring flowers to somebody's grave or whatever. But yeah, somebody is at home, and that's why I think the family knew about it. I just don't understand how it got to this level, because the sister in the investigation was saying how she knew about it. The kid was talking to his family about, hey, how do you have any concerns about me dating a 25-year-old? So I think everybody knew, just somehow it leaked.
Yeah. No, indeed. It's crazy. I mean, the fact that he's going around asking family members how they feel about him, dating a 25-year-old, he was asking to be discovered. I mean, it tells me he was seriously thinking about this. And I know the legal age of consent in Nebraska, because it says that in this article, is 16.
But right.
This is an issue because she's a teacher and it's influence, right?
Right. Always. She's in a position of influence. And so it's always illegal for a teacher to date a student. Now,
she should have taught him how to not go dropping hints to your goddamn parents. And she should have taught herself to not walk over into his parents' house.
But I mean, what 16-year-olds keep secrets? Like, come on. Like, 16-year-old boy.
He's 16.
16. 16 in the story.
He's 17 in the story.
16.
It says 17.
As I scroll back up to the top. Okay, he's 17. That's fine.
It's okay. I know you can't read. It's okay.
He was 16 at some point, so technically not lying.
This, folks, is what it looks like when Tell doesn't want to be wrong.
I mean, I'm kind of right that he was 16, but now he's 17. So, but I'm saying that what high school boy is going to keep that secret? You know what I mean? If you're young tractor teacher, all the boys are talking about you and you're sleeping with her, you're going to tell somebody because young boys are stupid. So you're risking your whole career. And for this, she could face up to 20 years. Now, she's not going to get 20 years, I'm sure, but she could face up to 20 years, but she can't teach anymore.
Right.
And Nebraska's small. So everybody knows who she is. You know, you just can't go, even if you're in Omaha, people are going to realize who you are, because Omaha was, what, 600,000-700,000 people? It's not that big. And that's the largest city in Nebraska. So this, where this happened at, small town, everyone's going to know about you. You're hosed. You need to move.
Well, she got 20 years to think about it, so.
Well, she does. I'm hoping what she doesn't do is, you know, she'll probably do that, you know, get pregnant by the boy and we're in love and all that kind of stuff, and try to work the way around the system. But she is just insane.
All right, so the fellas in Nebraska need to step their game up, the guys of age, because apparently kids got more game than y'all. I mean, I'm not understanding what's going on here.
It's Nebraska.
Yeah, well, there's that. Hey, don't forget, we're back Wednesday night, 10. Are we going to do 10 o'clock? We're back at 10:15, because we know it's going to be a 90-minute episode.
I say we do 10 o'clock.
10, 9 central. We'll do that, and we'll be there for that. Saturday, we'll drop the Ready to Love recap, because I'll be on the road on Friday. And then, of course, next Monday, right back here for episode 121.
Yep, and good. That means I have a free Friday night that I don't have to, like, sit and watch that show. I can wait till Saturday.
You love it. You love it.
Wait till Saturday.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.